listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a remarkable thing that Moses said to the Lord. He said to God that he wanted to see his glory. Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, it's Moses speaking, and this is what it reads. Verse 18, it says, "And he said, please show me your glory." Prior to this, Moses had faithfully interceded for the nation of Israel. They deserved the judgment of death, but God spared Israel because Moses prayed. After this, Moses had a greater desire to see the glory of God. At what he may have sensed was his first opportunity, he asked God, "Please show me your glory." Now, we don't know what tone of voice Moses used to ask this. It may have been a soft whisper, with Moses almost being embarrassed to make such a bold, forward request. Whatever his tone was, he said it, and God heard it. "Show me your glory" is an interesting request. The Bible tells us clearly that Moses had already seen something of the glory of God. Exodus chapter 16, verse 10 says that the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud, and Moses was there to see it. Exodus chapter 24, verses 16 and 17 tell us that the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days, and on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Moses went up to Mount Sinai in the very midst of that cloud of glory. So Moses had seen something of the glory of God, yet he knew there was so much more that he had not seen. He wasn't satisfied with what he had experienced. He had a hunger for God that could not be filled with a single experience, no matter how wonderful that experience was. The more of God that Moses experienced, the more of God that he desired. When we really value something, we approach it the same way. A soccer player is never satisfied with scoring one goal. A baseball player is never satisfied with hitting one home run. Lovers are never satisfied with just one kiss. A salesman is never satisfied with just one big sale. When we really love something, we quite rightly are not satisfied with just a bit of it. We want more. Now, is that your heart towards God? Are you easily satisfied in your pursuit of God? Some people only think about Jesus about 2 times a year, Christmas and Easter. It shows that their desire for God isn't very deep because it is so easily satisfied. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." When we have this kind of hunger for God and for his righteousness, we never regard it as selfishness. God sees it as a proper hunger that should be filled. Spiritually speaking, what are you hungry for? Ask God to give you a deeper desire for him and show him how to have that desire both satisfied and deepened every day. If you ask God to work that in your life, it's a good step towards walking closer with him. And you can pray that kind of prayer today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.